Welcome back, everyone, to our Asset Management Credit Lending mini-series. Remind you that this is a close to 5 minutes, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, sometimes a little bit less, discussion of discrete issues related to credit lending. Today, I'm with two of my partners, Scott Woods and Dantus Tomasovic, where we are going to speak about management company issues. So let's get right into it. Scott, what do management companies think about when it comes to their issues on credit lending?
Sure, and a lot of credit fund management company issues are similar to those of other funds. So there's a few things hopping around out there right now. Section 174, whether or not that passes, is going to be a big issue for management companies, that those that are eligible for the credit and the consequences of that not passing. So had to throw that in there. But normal things we see with management companies are kind of operational issues. So you have your normal, you have meals and entertainment, something you don't see at the fund level for sure, but got to handle what's deductible and what's not there. You have depreciation adjustments that can affect taxable income compared to cash flow, which is, you know, always important. And then we still see a lot of the self-employment tax issues out there. And if you're a limited partner and how much is ordinary income or how much is subject to self-employment and how much is more of a income related to partnership interest as a limited partner, definitely a hot topic out there right now. And just normal structures, you know, with the tax law changes that are out there, whether or not you have, what is the right structure? Is there a benefit to going to a corporate structure, or is a partnership still the best vehicle out there? And generally, most of them are still sticking with the partnership structure. There's a lot of issues with respect to employee compensation, and that's a big driver in how we would structure these, and not just employer compensation, but the compensation for the GP, obviously. In the asset management world, everybody wants long-term capital gain. And so making sure that to the extent that the funds generate long-term capital gain, that can flow up and be afforded to the managers as well. I think, you know, one thing that's a little bit unique in the credit space with respect to some of the new carried interest legislation that's been around for a couple of years is the three-year hold. Sometimes it's a little bit harder to get that long-term capital gain in the credit space. Private equity may be a little bit easier when you're talking about 3 years, but credit, a lot of the hold that they have on some of their assets is going to be just under 3 years, or, you know, one to two. So it's a little bit harder sometimes to get that long-term treatment for the GPs.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have a lot of ordinary income being generated too. So it's the discussion of whether or not fee carry, all that other kind of stuff is really interesting. So Dantus, SALT. Lots of stuff going on with SALT with management companies. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there, what your thoughts are?
Thanks, Pat. Probably at the top of everyone's list the last couple of years has been these pass-through entity taxes, or PTETs as they're known. As we continue to see a trend of more states enacting PTET legislation, there are 11 new states plus New York City effective for the 2022 tax year that will be implementing their first PTET taxes. So making sure that those analyses are holistic, complete, thoughtful, they can be incredibly complex. There's generally modeling that's associated with them. And given the nature of the taxes, you really do have to consider many individual income tax concerns. So have to be thinking about the management companies, but also the owner implications as well. That's probably top of everyone's list right now. Beyond that, it sounds kind of like Groundhog's Day. We keep coming back to it. California, New York sourcing and management fees. These states have been working on their management company sourcing regulations for the better part of a decade, and it seems like every year they're getting closer. Now, I think next year we may see some final regulations in California and New York with regards to the sourcing of asset management fees. That could have national implications as a lot of other states look at those particular jurisdictions and trying to figure out how exactly they may want to interpret or how they may want to model their state's rules. And then I think finally, asset managers just in general, starting to see them shake things up, perhaps moving out of state or fundamentally changing their business operations in a post-pandemic or work-from-anywhere environment. That has tremendous amounts of implications across a variety of different taxes, and something, again, I think we're starting to see some momentum there and, you know, a lot going on, so a lot to be considered.
It seems like state and local tax has really, especially with work from anywhere, has really become just a major component of any discussion you have with a management company, whether it's a C-class or anyone else. That there's just so much interest in trying to figure out, how do we deal with all this? How do we gain benefits, but also how do we reduce risk, right?
Totally. There's a tremendous amount of risk or traps for the unwary, especially as maybe someone moving into a particular state, especially if it's maybe a significant individual, a founder, a managing principal, that could have maybe fundamental implications on sourcing and things of that nature, let alone their own personal income tax considerations.
Well, this is great. Scott, anything else you just want to add before we close out?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the biggest discussions we have around management companies are in the SALT arena. And so, definitely appreciate those thoughts there.
Perfect. Well, everyone, thank you so much. Thank you guys for speaking today, and thank everyone else for listening. You all take care, and we look forward to you listening to another session of our mini-series. Take care, everyone. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.